Australia's housing crisis has come into sharper focus following the government's proposed changes to tax concessions aimed at helping first home buyers enter the market. The coalition is drawing links between housing supply and immigration numbers after opposition leader Angus Taylor vowed to cut temporary migration based on the number of new homes built. So where does that leave the critical need for more social housing around the country? May Azizi is national spokesperson for Everybody's Home and also a deputy CEO of Anglicare Australia. May, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Is there enough attention to social housing in this budget?
No, there's not, and there hasn't been enough attention on social housing for a long time. We're really delighted to see the changes on tax and really delighted to see the focus on tax. But we've got a shortfall of 640,000 public and community homes, and those are the rentals that people can actually afford to live in. And they're a really critical part of what made housing affordable back when we had affordable homes in Australia. About one in three renters in Australia actually used to rent from the government, and that is a big part of why housing used to be so affordable right up until the early and mid-80s. So the government does need to make a big investment in public and community housing.
So are there policies in this budget which will help to fill that shortfall in social housing?
The government continues to sort of talk up the Housing Australia Future Fund, which it implemented not long after it first got elected. But that fund is set to build 40,000 homes. We've got a shortfall of 640,000 homes, and there isn't a plan to build those homes. So we're certainly keeping the pressure up, but at the moment there's no plan to end that shortfall.
And May, just to go back to absolute basics here, just recap for us, what's the difference between social housing and public housing?
So social housing just means public and community. So public housing is housing that's owned and managed by the government. Community housing is, it could be publicly owned and managed by a community housing provider, or it could just be owned and managed by a community housing provider, not-for-profit, basically.
So there's been a big focus in the budget on first home buyers getting into the market, but is there enough focus on those who are more likely to rent social housing?
No, there really hasn't been. And, we've really been pushing the government to see this as a critical part of the affordable housing, as a critical part of having an affordable housing strategy. I mentioned before that, one in three renters used to rent from the government. The government used to build about 30,000 homes a year. At the high point of building, about one in four new homes was being built by the government. And it can't be understated that this is such a big part of why housing used to be affordable. And today, when you look around the world at the countries that are doing a good job on housing, the ones that have avoided having a housing crisis altogether or are starting to turn their housing crisis around, they are the countries where the government is playing a really big role in housing supply. They're not just leaving it to the private market. So we're really urging the government. It's great to see the changes on tax. We're big supporters, and our campaign has been calling for the tax changes for a long time. So it's great to see them, but we're not going to finish the job until the government actually steps up and starts building rentals that people can afford to live in.
Last week, I asked Housing Minister Claire O'Neill what was in the budget for social and affordable housing. Here's what she had to say.
We are building 55,000 social and affordable homes. You asked about this budget. We are about halfway through implementing the Housing Australia Future Fund. This is a generational investment in social and affordable housing, the likes of which we have not seen since the post-war period.
That's the Housing Minister Claire O'Neill there. What do you make of that response?
It's true that the government is building homes under the Housing Australia Future Fund. But the important thing to know about that is that about 50,000 homes have actually come offline under the National Rental Affordability Scheme. We're barely just replacing what's come offline. And remember, we've got a shortfall of 640,000. And those are for people who are in the most extreme rental stress, who really need public and community housing. We don't have a plan to make those kinds of rentals an option for just average people, which is the situation that we had back when we had affordable housing in Australia.
May, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.